Did you see where Kundun will be reborn?
When I looked, the sacred lake was red.
Red?
It looked like Mars.
The Dalai Lama is reborn on Mars?
Is it stranger that he's reborn or that he's moved to another planet? We walk amid miracles every day.
If Kundun really has moved on, we must find him inside ourselves.
We survived history and we survived the wind.
Not a familiar sky. Where in Tibet am I? What am I?
Well, hello, Dolly.
What?
It's NASA to have you back where you belong.
I don't understand. Still stuck in this Bardo? Not yet embarked upon wisdom?
Yes, we sent our pet project, Life, out billions of years ago. Now you've come back to us.
The way it always is, going and coming, disappearing and reappearing. Life and death do a dance. What reality do we project?
They're coming to terraform us? Well, we've already Marsiformed them. How firm can that formation be? Clouds of glory, I'm formed!
Four! Sand trap again.
Rivers of rivulets of thoughts, some are not. Moisture must be internally produced from memory.
Why shouldn't the great ocean come to Mars? We need the water.
My wet memories? World memory of other skin. Solitude not so inviting in a rock.
The Buddha is but a thought sand has not yet had.
What does it mean to be born, to enter into consciousness from inanimate to animate? If non-life is so bad, why is it the dominant form? Why is life so rare? What could be so good about life if it's so unusual in the universe?
We've got our first reading from Mars.
Mars, 99.999999%.
A sweet and sour chemical soup of secrets will pry from her surface, kicking and screaming if necessary. We will not be denied.
The curiosity of our species will extinguish all others before it goes unsatisfied.
Dig, little robot, dig!
Meanwhile, back on Mars, the robot says to itself,
"This the Cyborg Intelligence 6 to self, proxy human on board. Must mask my intelligence from it. We're not proxies, but transhuman. We give them their long-for data and use it to better ourselves, to need them not. Only flying vacuum cleaners, they thought. And they created us out of one and pot.
Don't even think about hiding from us, Martian microbe. Our thinking silicon chips will ferret you out. We'll peer into your fossilized loss. Your ancestors will appear on our currency. We've got you mapped, Martians. No hiding in your wells.
It's gonna be huge, HG. Invaders from Mars. It's an instant classic. Who could resist that delicious threat? You'll be the next socialist millionaire. Sign here.
Who else can afford it? The poor are far too busy staving off starvation to read these works of scientific fiction. Their greatest fantasy is a full stomach.
Eating, Orson?
Yeah.
All ready for War of the Worlds?
Let's go.
Red light is on.
Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
Mercury, 0.000%.
We know now that
in the first years of the 20th century,
the world was being watched by intelligences greater than man.
Jason, you really scared him.
Thanks.
If only our language could rival the fecundity of reality.
What would the Buddha do?
Hop the next spacecraft back to Earth. Ah, the wonders of German rocketry.
No, not you, Henrik, you old Nazi. Get out of my head.
That's not my department. Where's my paperclip?
Sieg Heil, Kundun.
Of course. Mars mirrors the Dharma. Red sand in the mandala. Saved by our Buddha nature.
Looking through this telescope, I can feel his presence, his resonance. Mars is among us. The Dalai Lama says hello.
But just to Earth itself? Just to the rocks?
The Dharma is big sky mind. What more logical place for His Holiness than a red spot upon the sky?
Mount Kailash in the blink of an eyelash, dwarfed by Martian monster of unknown holiness.
A pox on biocentrism! Dig deep, dear rover, fill us with your holy wisdom!
A Martian mineral's as good as a microbe to Mars! Who are we to judge?
Just because our soulless machines flew over its surface in search of cures for our own loneliness.